Blog Talk Radio.
Top Notch Gang, Soccer City. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Mirror, mirror on the wall, will a real nigga ball? Just trying to find a wish to make a prince out of frog. A lady with a tramp stamp, loyal for the big dog. The beauty loves the beast, she likes to foul my claws. See Mary pussy popping, keep that chastity dropping. I am just a leprechaun and that be needing me gold. Everywhere that I go, it's Sherlock Holmes on a hoe. Looking for Snow White, of course she got seven dwarfs. Yeah, they pay her rent and lights and give her money for support. But she'll disappear with the headless man on the horse. To explore the great sport, let the games begin. Late night, red light, we will dance in the sin. That innocence within will never see life again. Alice in Wonderland, we all wonder where you been. She says, I'm late for a date and some ends. Now every day she wants to play with Mr. Rumpelstiltskin, nigga.
The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
The Mad Hatter with Dapper, make your pockets get fatter. Yankee Doodles never frugal with the abracadabra. Hypnotized by your eyes, all the rumors that chatter. Wet panties, dry purse, such a perilous matter. Better make them rats scatter like the cat awake. My game is Pepe Le Pew, I be on the chase. My words suffocate, she got a blue devil face. Pimp Thunder, witch hunter on the tribunal case. Bitch, this the Inquisition, don't you rise my suspicion. You've been speaking with fairies and you've been eating with gnomes. Always got a big old stinking ass dog in your home. Need to get the proper fucking to be insane and alone. In this world you're a little girl and you need to be grown. So just close your eyes and think it's an ice cream cone. She plead for what she needs so she can do what she prone. This is Don Juan Python till the night be gone, bitch.
My name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. Name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
Sister Macaroni with Pinocchio's nose. On a white stallion with a glass shoe for your toes. I'll get your hair, did you have the finest jewelry and clothes? A peasant will see heaven when she do what she told. She wants to dance the llama cob with the nature god. Do everything odd cause life's a facade. So she's gone with the wind so she can brag to her friends. Stupid chickens will do anything to stay with the trend. With that I sit back cause the fact her Kit Kat need a Tic Tac. She should relax with that beeswax. Cause these snaps, they all belong to me. I'm the one with the cane in this game of Monopoly. I collect every penny of the tax on my property. Better speak with etiquette, and that means properly. Little Red Riding Hood just don't know where she be. She reached to kiss the goat, and it was sloppy and obscene.
The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie. The name is Milton Bradley, I be pimping on the baddie.
Pure pimping. What the gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show for it, go where no man has ever gone before. What the gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show for it, go where no man has ever gone before. Is he macaroni or is he a dandy? How about Django Unchained in the land of candy? This is tequila, my 1800 game is nasty. It is thriller, I collect from them streaks and panties. Yes, gorilla is classy. Might find me doing kundalini yoga and fasting. Might find me with so many hoes, you think this was a reality show casting. The impression is so lasting, the questions you be asking. Knees and ass kicking, I'm like your granddaddy. I am fast with the whipping and keep the money flow like water and I am dripping. And fuck them police, cause them cases don't be sticking. See that middle finger flicking, hear that atom bomb ticking. This is Nagasaki, rotting bodies do be drifting. With rituals that's biblical and keep the planet shifting. On Mission Impossible with some space age pimping. Can't you see my feet lifting?
What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show, foe, and go where no man has ever gone before? What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show, foe, and go where no man has ever gone before?
Young nigga, nappy head with my nose snotty. Smoke weed with my mommy. She plot the seed of God body. Then she seed me pee gold in my potty. Shit silver in my diaper. So when I enter ciphers, you get treated like you in the pen washing drunk for a lifer. And while your wife stays herping for the all-nighter, and she's a ball biter, I'm a jaw piper. Back against a wall fighter, tall like a King Kong. So sing along like nuns and thongs. Finally got the chance to dance on a ding dong, and they took it when nobody was looking. Don't ask me why the game is so crooked. Same reason you get no cell phone signal in central booking. Can you smell that cooking? Yes, the gunpowder. They run like cowards cause I'm the light of the tower. I just watch them all scour. What does a pretty sadiddy bitch know about power? Fuck around and get devoured.
What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show for a go where no man has gone before? What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, trying to run the show for a go where no man has ever gone before?
If it takes a bitch to make me rich, nigga, so what? What you mad cause I don't kiss that fucking hole in her butt? If you talk to her enough, you see she's jealous of sluts. Pussy is spontaneous, it geeks up when it wants. If you tie her down, I bet you that clock will light your blunt. You can gripe and grunt, cause I live the life that you want. At night I hunt like a werewolf, to tell you the truth. I never saw loot till I had bitches cleaning my boots. Yeah, nigga, I'm a master, had a flashback to roots. I will tax your ass wearing a three-piece suit. Now I'm counting my loot in a hovering coupe. I'm in the wind like the angels in gin. So aim the triangle and let the prism descend. Defend to offend. I was the baby in the carriage being pushed by Grimm. Mixed with cushion gin, books and sin, crooks as friends. Look within your soul and find home. The black space at the bottom of the rabbit hole. She gotta get them dollars at the bottom of the pole. And real niggas keep the pussy poppin' till it's woe. And if you don't know, motherfucker, now you know.
What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, tryna run the show for and go where no man has gone before? What's a gung-ho, dumb-ho, tryna run the show for and go where no man has ever gone before?
The definition of my pimpin' is divine pimpin', nigga. This is sacred prostitution, motherfucker. A lot of y'all niggas don't know what that is. That comes from a whole different galaxy and the stars, nigga. That comes from Aquila, nigga. For you niggas that don't know your motherfucking astrological game. You know, you need to get your game up nowadays, man. Bitches is reading books, man. Bitches is watching the documentaries on the YouTube, man. They got more knowledge than your monkey ass do. You can't be coming at a bitch with all the, you know what I'm saying, and all that nasty ass shit, man. You gotta feed a hoe, man. You gotta feed the hoe the nipples and dicks, man. That's right, I said nipples and dicks for a bitch, man. Not kibbles and bits, but nipples and dicks for a bitch. You dig what I'm saying? This is 720 pimping, man. Divine pimping on a hoe, man. Come on.
Yeah. Nigga getting ignorant. Yeah, so we are back with the this episode. Today is going to be about the Witch Hunter. There's a couple of more things to drop about the witch because it leans in with what the Witch Hunter does and how Witch Hunter is going to defend himself. All men are not witch hunters. They don't. It's very obvious. You see, this information, I'm going to tell you the truth. This information deals with the bottom line existence of mankind. The bottom line of the religions. And the real, true bottom line is that the deepest core is psychologically on the union in between man and woman is that the pussy is not supposed to be fucked. When the pussy gets fucked, the woman loses all control. She's hysteric. But she is biologically designed where it must be fucked, and if it is not, And yes, I have to use fucked, the word. We have to use that word. The grand fucking is what we are on planet Earth for. You're going to get fucked. Everybody gets fucked here. Okay, sooner or later. You can't dodge the fucking, brother. No, nobody can. The women, you can't dodge the fucking. Of course, they're designed to be fucked. So then when we have that type of picture, how are they going to rule when you're designed to be fucked? Okay? They want to have fake slabs. They want to put on the strap on. And that's what they think the ultimate fucking is. So we have the small phallic male who can't do literal fucking like the woman can. So they unify, they become teammates with each other, and they gather, and they share notes and memos in the dark on how to destroy the dominant male, which is the true bottom line of what masculinity is. A lot of people don't want to accept that, but that is just a fact. All males of the mammalian group, you know, have to defend. There is an alpha male, there is a beta male, they have to defend. They also have to bring in the food. So there is more requirement of work in the representation or the build of the stereotype of the alpha male in the separation line of what is what. Now, into the metaphysics that comes from the witch hunter is the alpha male. The bottom line of all religion and one of the deepest cords of human existence of the relationships in between the man and the woman in their communication is that the vagina is not to be fucked, and when it is desired to be fucked, it is to be fucked by the animal god, the horned god. Which this horned god can also be divided into the devil or a fallen angel. As we see the story of Adam and Eve, which is a similar situation. And yes, this root area is the bottom line of the cuckoldry as well. But the witchcraft level to this understanding is definitely more based upon the female's activity more so than the cuckoldry is majority female activity too when you get real down to the stereotypes and other things that they were dealing with. Same with the males, okay? But when we talk about the witchcraft, the sexual activity in witchcraft is usually white female and black male. There are a lot of orgies that take place, so on and so forth, but usually it's white male on white female being blamed upon by a black male as the leader or the orchestrator of the whole environment, the Sabbath. And you have the black mass, which is the sort of like a religious version of the same type of thing, which the black mass is definitely more of a transformation of energy that is sexualized and, you know, used in a format of, you know, evil. It's used in with the evil context, okay? But it is ritualized religiously, and I would say a transformation of virgin energy and pure sexual energy and so on and so forth. Sort of like a sacrifice. Now, there's sacrifices that go down with the Sabbath, but that's a different element. That's more done with the witches and the baby blood and all of that and whatnot. But I wanted to talk about the knots. But so I wanted to get that clear of what I stated, that this whole thing that I'm talking about is really fallen angel, you know, and I talked about the Adam and Eve with the snake, that this snake is the chitterling. That snake is a race of snakes called the chitterlings, and when we go into chitterlings, Athena, the goddess of Greece, is supposedly a chitterling as well, and but this being is snake half on the bottom of their body and not necessarily the top. So when you see Medusa, you're looking at a reverse of what the original story is. And the original story is that these half-man, half-snakes had a snake bottom and a human top. I think you can see some of these characters in the old school G.I. Joe commercial, cartoons, you know, don't quote me on that, you know, but I think that's there, you know, because a lot of imagery and representation of ancient gods and goddesses have been pumped and have been, you know, already been brought to your sight, you know, but due to the fact that you're not paying attention to elements like that, they go into your mind on a subconscious and unconscious level, you know, and so do the behaviors that are attached to them, because that's how this whole thing operates. So, when we go into the story of the birth of Jesus, that is also a story of Gabriel coming down and having sex with Mary, and Joseph was right there. So that's what you got, okay? Another cuckold relationship, another cuckold scenario. And when you go deep into the realm of the cuckoldry, it's a lot of henpecking, a lot of emasculation, which is also the art that is being done for defense of witches in the witchcraft, but this is all indirectly being shown and also metaphysically. As we have Matthew Hopkins, who is a pricker, is what they call him, as we also use the slang word prick today for a man's, for the phallus, okay? We have Matthew Hopkins, who was found out to be a hoaxer, as the device he used for pricking women with a needle to see if they're a witch or not, what they would do is they would stick a pin needle inside of a woman, and if she did not bleed in that area, she was considered a witch. And then usually they'd shave the whole body, and they'd do a questionnaire, so they'd do a long torture. Sometimes torture lasts 2-3 days. There are cases where witches got sent directly to the stake from there, but usually, you know, they would be shaved naked. You know, there was sexual things, of course, that occurred with these whole situations. But to find the actual fact written down on paper of that literature, it's either not transferred into, it's either not translated into English language, or it doesn't exist. But due to the activity, the nature, the mentality of what was going on at the time, we can definitely assume that these things were going on today, and our assumptions are more confirmed when we look at the BDSM activity of today, which still stems culturally with, you know, the European dynamic, okay? So, as I've stated in the last episode, witches can't pass by iron. The devil's phallus is made half iron, half flesh. Women can't pass by a hard penis because the hard penis means that you are vibrant. It means that you are moving quickly and you have enough blood flow through your body to catch, to be on top of your toes and see everything that she's doing and moving. And there's probably also a greater sense of psychic power that is happening with individuals who have proper blood flow through the body. Now, I state that to lean in on the knots, which is an element I haven't talked about with the witches. Witches work by knots. Tying the knot is what we call marriage of today. But this language of tying the knot is witchcraft language of casting a spell, and that's how witches were doing in the 1300s. There were other elements that were added to it, of course, you know, of very harsh material, shall we say. You won't be able to get your hands on a lot of the materials or things that were being used. You'll have, you know, animal department on your ass. You know, you got to use human body parts that were hanging from gibbets and hair of criminals and a hair of a redhead and all different types of things that they used inside the witchcraft of those time periods that we will not be able to use today as ingredients. Therefore, it leaves a question mark on if these things are real or not, because it is illegal for us to get the ingredients and to recreate some of these rituals that are available for us. And during those times, they weren't. Well, it was illegal during those times, as a matter of fact, and the crimes were a lot more harsher. And you could be met with your with your justice that very same day. Or maybe for 5-10 years being locked in the cell in the basement of the church. In the basement of the king's castle, living in the feces, and that is what the statuses were. In the Inquisition, we have a similar nature. There are differences. When you go into the Inquisitor torture chamber, there was more insignias being used on the equipment. The equipments were dedicated towards certain angels, certain devil sayings, certain writings, signs of chickens and cats and whatnot may be on the door. Also, for the definitions of what was going on. So we have to understand that there was two different courts, and the inquisitors also had a similar process where they would just question, and that's where the question comes in. The torturing process originally is called the question. So that's why today when somebody says, I'm asking you a question, the word question automatically has a lot of power on it. It's also with the word relax, as the word relax is being used by inquisitors when witches were being sent to the stake. So, and the stake also being another phallic symbol, and when today's comparison, you can definitely compare the stake to a stripper's pole, as a woman's life would definitely be in flames in order to swing her soul around the pole for scanty pennies on the dollar. Okay, and that is what was going on then, that is what is going on now with the repetitive cycle. So we have to understand that the witch hunter, does the pimp have elements of the witch hunter? Yes, today the pimp is the mass witch hunter. You have to understand that due to the fact that true witchcraft is not being used by the populace, and then we do not have the need for slaughter in the market. There need not be the executioner. So, with this being stated, the arts of maintaining a woman has definitely gone extremely psychological, as women aren't necessarily violent beings, and that's only because they're not violent beings towards man, because they can't win physically against a man. Are they violent beings towards animals and children? Yes, this is very well documented, and this is why they have so much faith and love towards a child and a familiar. It reminds them of their superiority, and that is the fact of how the brain operates when it comes to women. Now, I'd like to stop here and state that with the same mentality, if we could finally have a time period on this planet where women could agree and operate and cooperate with male wholeheartedly, we could be running 3 planets in this solar system right now and probably kicking another solar system's ass. But the true fact of the matter is that women do not want to agree. Their stockings and their makeup and their fun time at Six Flags is far more important. The baby shower is far more important, okay? The wedding is far more important versus our progression and understanding of existence, okay? So, anyways, going back to the matter at hand, we have the witch hunter, and the witch can't get past the devil. The witch is the devil's subordinate at all times. There are ritual unions that go down with the witch and her devil, which also has the 1300s devil definitely has a percentage on the pimp. Now, these are the levels of the pimp that has been compiled over the years that design him. First, you must understand that a pimp is a beggar. But when you thoroughly understand the element of begging, everything is a beggar. You are a beggar. You're begging for information right now while you're listening to a show. That was a part of it. I'm begging for your attention to listen to the information. Trump has begged for votes, okay? You're begging for your life. You get into a car accident. Everybody is a beggar. Your body is begging for water. Your throat is begging for water. Your stomach will beg for food when getting hungry. And that is the system that this planet operates by, is beggar. Okay? So a pimp is a beggar. We must understand that. A whore is a beggar. You might want to dodge begging, but this is not a, I cut your job right now. You're going to go somewhere else begging for what? A job, exactly. It's hidden underneath the guise of an application and all this other shit. But in reality, you're a beggar. So, the pimp is a beggar, a vagabond. He travels, he has the wanderlust. The vagabond travels from here to there. He is the vagrant who finds the location to sleep. He moves as a cat. You do not know where the cat sleeps, where the cat eats. He pays attention and observes to maintain silence. The pimp also has a level of the fop, that's F-O-P, which was the nickname of the macaroni. Well, that was a later time. I should go a little bit earlier to add in another element, which is the executioner. The executioner is, oh, well, hold on. Before I go to the executioner, let me also say this. You have to understand that this whole element of pimping for males came on later on, and that's about like 1600s, 1700s. That's why I had to go earlier than this. And pimping originally comes out of France. Besides that fact, it was always a woman's job. As earlier executioners, they made sure, like in 1200 Germany, that it was females who would execute the females. They kept women's business amongst the women. And they kept on having too many bungled jobs, and it was too much of a nervous wreck going down with the females, so they stopped letting them be executioners. So, and it would shift it over to the men. So, besides that, you have the executioner that is the element of the pimp, of the modern-day pimp. And that is the whipping or the branding that has fallen into the modern-day culture of pimping. The cigarette burn or the branding on the arm or the whipping on the back, all of that comes from executioners of old Europe. Now, one thing I wanted to say about the beggar to extend, during these times of beggars and vagabondism, you have to understand that there's a lot of different classes of different forms of gangsters and different forms of vagabonds. And there were maybe about one or two different types, maybe even more than that, because we're talking about a large region of similar activity going on in different countries that will amalgamate by percentage into different elements because of the culture and region. So, besides that, okay, we have there was a type of beggar who would go around telling great stories. A lot of people would come inside the city and be like, oh, I was in the great lands of India, and the Pope sent me here to send the travel and the good words of God and the graces, and can I get some money for my travels, and da-da-da-da, and that's also element of today's traveling around, okay? So that's also another area. So after the executioner, we got the vagabond, we got this specific style of vagabond. And then you have the fop, the F-O-P, which is the macaroni, the dandy. All of these different individuals, these three different individuals have a effeminate streak to their activity, which allows a female's attraction because of a similarity principle, and also a battle of the beauty. A true market of flesh peddling has always been the element of old Europe and also early America. That's why really nobody knows what was going on in America from 1850 to 1950, because from coast to coast it was extreme gangsterism. And that's what has built up today's modern day pimp, which would also be the witch hunter on the occultic level. And that is the mastery of the psychological feat. Now, Matthew Hopkins He was an individual who got found out to be a hoax, and I think he also got sent to the stake, as he sent supposedly thousands of women to the stake by his testing and his questioning. There was a lot of questioning of sexual activity with witches and the type of sex that they would have with the devil. And there's very detailed description. A lot of this detailed description is found in courts that are thousands of miles apart from each other at the same time with different women. So we're definitely talking about a deep psychological zone that was open, more so likely because of the lead poisoning and the ergot that they discovered inside of the human existence. And this is why the Mexican people get a high level of respect, because they have Diablo. The Mexican has also faced the devil in their soul, you see. And this is why the Spaniard was able to move through them, and they move on a fluency with the Catholicism. There is no devil without Catholicism. Okay, you have to understand that. That is one of the deepest rules. But this whole planet moves underneath the Catholic order of understanding of existence, and that was drafted out of Egypt, most definitely. The studies were, and the understanding was, okay? And that is just the time of what we are in. It's nothing about, you know, who's picking what side of what. You have to have a respect for time. So as right now, we have a very unique time on our hands where witchcraft, the science of the cuckoldry, which I'm running a 3-volume series on right now, has been taken out of the Western culture understanding in between 1850 and 1950. And also, they were successful in drafting out hoodoo. Hoodoo is the American folklore system. It is hoodoo, that's H-O-O-D-O-O, is the American folklore magic system. It is a magic system of defending yourself from spirit, defending yourself from being caught, from other people who have it, defending yourself from your spirit being caught, catching other spirits, and then releasing spirits. That is the bottom line definition of hoodoo. That is the system that developed during the culture build of America and was pulled out of the system. They did it on a sweeping the rug from underneath the feet type of way, where nobody knows that now. All the great-great-grandmas who had that information, and that's black, white, Asian, Indian, which there was a hardcore amalgamation of interracialism that went down in the 1850s, 1950s. That was a culture system, and there was a lot of respect lines. There was a lot of divide lines. So, and, you know, things were different by region. So we have to understand that. And with that understanding, we've lost the science of being able to conquer a woman psychologically, understand that women love information. And a lot of the ways that they act today, for instance, when it comes to females being raised by single mothers, they don't know how men act, and they usually are only going to get with a man out of curiosity. Okay, so with them getting with a man out of curiosity, they're always holding you up against the state, and the state holds a stereotypical position of perfection, which is usually found in the Jesus, the religion. So they're holding you up against the model of Jesus, and as soon as you break out of that model, or this model of perfection may also be found in superstars or basketball stars or sports, now that that room has been opened for the woman, you know, they'll hold you up against this model of perfection, and as soon as you do something that's not in her agreement, she's going to skedaddle. She doesn't really have any solidarity to hold, and the reason why is because her mind is embedded with a woman surviving on her own. As usually, single mothers shut down dating and say they're going to focus extremely on their child, not understanding that they're neglecting of showing their children compassion, passion, sympathy, empathy, romance, affection. You know, there's a ton of things that a person misses on the being raised. So then once they feel the pain from the sex or the pain from the baby delivery, it's going to be nothing but, you know, flying on the broom around the house for you. So in order to defeat this, the great witch hunter, he must have the hard phallus, which brings a woman to a very mysterious submission. But when you understand the true bottom line of existence, like I said earlier, inclusive with religion, it states that this is the order of existence. So then that means that there will always be small dick motherfuckers who are fucking shit up, basically, because they want to get their fuck on like the fallen angels I designed to come down here and get their fuck on. And if the fallen angels, the devils, the black Ethiop do not maintain the cunts of the world, we will have witches everywhere, destroying and stagnating our process of growth. And that is the truth. And that is probably one of the bottom lines of the cuckoldry with white culture. They've given up that clause, and now they get yachts, and they got Lockheed Martin and Boeing and companies everywhere. And they run the shit by the billions because they are allowing the woman to have her true goddess potential and having free fun sex everywhere she must and do whatever she wants to do. And because in essence, this is a female controlled and owned zone. Okay? And that's just the truth, man. It's a female controlled and owned zone. So yeah. Let me go into a couple of songs before we go into the last 20 minutes of the episode.
Yodelohutio. That's all I have. Black.
She was a toddler without her father because her mother wanted a lover from another world. She never got to be a girl, so she missed it. Considered his mistress, little misfit that's filled with mischief. Now her mama's condom's missing. 8 years old, she's wanting some lipstick. Little girl's getting plump. Her mama acts like she don't get it, but she will in a minute. She just entered Satan's theater. You won front row tickets. Open the door to the wicked. The lore of horror's beginning, where you can gorge with no limits. Just keep it a secret and disappear when you're weeping. Reappear when you're weakened. You get blamed for no reason. Ain't no asking or speaking. Ain't nobody caring when you packing and leaving. In her journal left much room for concerning. She was pregnant and neglected, but aborted the burden. Now her thinking grew defensive, but she stopped her own learning. The molester divorced the mom because the signs got him nervous. Now everybody is hurting. She's feeling guilty and filthy. She grabs her cellular phone and calls her boyfriend Billy. She don't know where to go, and neither does he really. She just wants to be held and get healed of this feeling. Tears won't stop spilling down her baby face. I pray the Lord her soul to take the fate of Our Lady Grace. Made the chase, she carries mace and stays out late. If she does, believe it's out for some love, and there's really no reason to stay up and wait.
mind is wired for good times. She always wants to dance outside. She always got some place to hide and always finds some way to ride. Hypnotizing plus provide. She don't want to say what's deep inside. Hate when she says she just want to die. And I hate when she says she don't want to try. Who filled her with lies? Showed her this picture. Gave her this mixture. Every time I see her, she's drinking liquor. I'll fix her quicker if I miss her. If she don't get a mister, she'll be working till the blisters. Hoping her own children kiss her. And men pay attention. She will get him for his pension. Make sure his magic's limping. Use love as a crutch and crush him like a henchman. I hope you've learned your lesson. She never felt protected. So when she gets naked, it's only revenge that's reflected.
Yeah.
City.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Pretty little girl wanna play in the park. Don't come outside when it's after dark. You're looking like Lois on my lane, searching for Clark. Well, I'm Superman, let me kiss your hand. Since you don't know where we stand, I got a small plan. Don't talk to any man unless he gives you a grand. Money is the magic that makes my shafts expand. Get excited cause you like it like my last command. And she will obey because it's real that way. She know I'll get crucial conflict about my hay. Them dumbass mind games we will not play. If my throne is your home, you gon' do as I say. See, on this plantation, we work the night and the day. I'll take you to the borough zone, wars, and the bay. Yes, it's true indeed, I'll give you everything you need. Cause when you succeed, bitch, my pockets succeed. Hey, I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
The stakes is high, it's just me, myself, and I. Mary J is really all I need to get by. But I hooked up with Renee on the Lost Boys side. She wanna spend time, get some UNITY. Benita Applebum, chewing on bubblegum, looking for a roughneck. She got a crush on me, her ill nana stay wet. She likes to talk about sex, so I told her keep her head up like her sundress. Take the salt from the sweat, I got her hook sprung. Like a shook one, watch when the crotch crook come. Leave her nookie numb. These cookie crumb niggas wanna throw the fucking book at the dun. Business is my pleasure, mix money with the fun. Everywhere I walk, hoes stalk cause they stunned. Republican elegance, the elephant ton. Constitution or prostitution, only pick one. I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I am the Bowser that keeps the princess. I possess the power that can't be contested. Collect every hour, every dollar, every cent. And with her every step, you will smell her flower scent. Dressed to impress, nonetheless, I digress. Watch your fucking mouth, I don't fuck with the stress. Be the sacred child that the father wants to bless. You can't have a black thought without love on the quest. A grown man, a woman's tears put hairs on my chest. I won't hold hands, conflict of interest. Dip with finesse, yes, I'm out the scene. Cause I'm about my green, they pout like a teen. Gripe and say I'm so mean, but I make them cream playing with a jelly bean. I can tell you many things, I can tell you plenty dreams. Only after you get screened, you can be part of my team. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
I like them yellow, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
Bitch, bring your ass, don't fuck with my patience.
Could rise, you may be seated.
Wow.
Brothers and sisters, if you could turn in your Bibles with me today to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22, and it does say, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion.
Church!
Would you love me if I was ugly, yet my dick was small? If I had skin marks, would you wash my drawers? If I was paralyzed, would you play with my balls? Would you wash my ass? Bitch, don't talk fast. Start waving your hands. Make me put down this mask like an astronaut. Does she love me so, or does she love me not? Bitch, popping out the cock and drop it in a pimp sock. See, the game is combination, and I got it on lock. Yeah, life is a stage with emotional props. I would pose the fear of God like a veteran cop. Women talk with their eyes, common numbers and dots. And they loving the drama, and they teaming the plot. Better stay in that dream, and don't come out that box. The same dream I sold you, got me wearing a box. This is the oldest profession, and I got some stock. The only lane in the food chain for a game is on top.
Jeff, God forgive me, game. Now I can walk over water while I'm fitting the flame.
Well, amen.
All thanks to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm fitting the flame.
Church.
Well, well. Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Yeah, these hoes ain't loyal, better ask Chris Brown. Be Medusa like Rihanna, get your ass beat down. Get your head chopped off, better be pretty like Nicki and sing I'm the boss. Ain't no looking ass nigga, Kanye's gold digger. I show them what they pussy made for, then I make them hoes straight get bigger. Stay focused on your makeup in the mirror. Ain't no smoking, ain't no drinking, ain't your sight of me. Your game will be stronger. Run circles around them niggas. You can stay a lot longer and see a lot further. And don't let them speak, they'll write that murder. And face the child support, the dumbest shit I ever heard of.
All thanks to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I spit the flame.
Church!
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I spit the flame.
Yes!
Well,
could you pass the connection plate, brother?
Brothers and sisters, if you could please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 23, that's verses 27 to 28, and it does say, for a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressors amongst men.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I know church hurts. You're walking up in here with your Easter clothes and your matching purse with your money in that. When you invest in a hoe, can't get your money back. It's a failed project. Go away from the scrap. Go back to thin air. Cause once you quit a pimp, no other man can she compare. Never get confused by big booty long hair over pretty face. Wanna follow me? Then it's a dollar you take. Time I don't wait. Fuck playing it safe. Better grind with hate. Double agent 720 on a hard line tape. Double agent 720 on a hard line tape. I'm on a hard line tape.
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm fitting the flame.
All praise to the pimp, God for giving me game. Now I can walk over water while I'm fitting the flame.